Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is Shabbos daf Tesvov. We are four lines down in the Gemara. We're starting off at Gufa. If you remember, we've been discussing, there were 18 items or topics that the Beis Shammai were able to vote over the Beis Hillel when they went to the Aliyah of Hananiah. And in the course of the discussion, we mentioned that even though obviously Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue a lot, so Shammai and Hillel themselves only argued in three cases. And that's what we're going to run through right now. So Gufa the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Begimel Makomos Nechalku Shammai VeHillel. Shammai and Hillel themselves argued only in three cases. One of them is as follows. Shammai Omer Mikav Chala, VeHillel Omer Mikabayim. We know that there's a big mitzvah to take Chala when you're making a dough that's large enough. Lahalacha, you have to separate some challah. Used to be, used to give it to the kohen, etc. Fine. So the question is, how much dough do you need to be making to become chayev in challah? So Hillel says it's a kav. Shammai says it's a kav, and Hillel says it's two kav. Now, how much is a kav? So a kav is 24 kibbutzim, be'erach. Practically, lahalacha, we hold that. If you make challah, that's about, if the dough is about 2.5 pounds, then you take challah without a bracha. And if the dough, I think, is about 5 pounds, so then you would take challah with a bracha. But lamaisa, the machlokas here, Hillel and Shammai, was either one kav or two kavs, and the chachamim paskin like neither of them. The chachamim omrim lo kizdei rezeh v'lo kizdei rezeh, el a kav u'mechta. Really, it's a kav and a half, chayv b'challah. Only 1.5 cows. Mishigdilu hamidos, when the sizes got larger. Now, what does that mean? So it means that the measurements in the Torah were one thing. I guess, I don't know, based on inflation, I'm not sure how that works exactly. But there were certain points in history where Rashi explains that once in Sipori and once I'm not sure exactly what time period, but the kavim themselves, the terminology. Changed, and that the measurements themselves increased. So at that point, when that happened, Amru Chazal said Chameshis Revoyim, 5/4 of Kemach is Chayev Bechala, 5/4 of a Kav. So instead of 1.5, they went down to 1.25 Kav was Chayev and Chala. Now, mind you, that's the same exact amount of flour, it's just the measurements changed. So basically 1/2 became 1/4. Okay. Rabbi Yossi says, Hey Peturin, 5/4 would actually be pater, but Heva Od, but if you had a little bit more than 5/4, so then already, then Chayavin. Okay, so that's one machlokas, Shammai and Hillel. How much kemach do you need to be using to make challah to be Chayavin challah? Okay. Vidach, another machlokas. Hillel Omer, Malay Hin, Mayim Shuvim, Poslam Es HaMikvah. We had before that a mikvah needs to be made up of mayim chayim, regular rainwater, fresh water, river water, ocean water, etc. And any water that's pooled, mayim shuvim, is no good. So how much mayim shuvim will passel a mikvah? So Hillel says it's a hin. A hin, if this helps at all, is 12 log, Rashi says, and that's 3 kav, and that's going to be important in a second. Right, and that's how much will passel a mikvah. And the Gemara continues, Shechayev Adam Lomar B'Loshon Rabbo. And a person has to say the teaching that they heard from their Rebbe in a certain Loshon. Now, what does that have to do with anything? So, apparently, the Gemara is commenting, Rashi says, on the fact that Hillel uses the measurement of a hin. A hin is a measurement we find in the Torah, not so much in the Mishnayos. In the Mishnayos, we hear about Lugim, or Kabim, or Kibetzim. We don't necessarily get a hin. So apparently the Mishnah is just the Gemara is just commenting that Hillel said it in the name of his Rebbe of Shmaya ben Avtalio, and that was Hillel's Rebbeim, so he quoted it verbatim with the language that they used. Okay, fine. Shammai Omer Tisha Kabim. Shammai says no. How much Mayim Shuvim? How much pooled and collected water will pass on the mikvah? That's 9 kav. And we said before, this is why we brought it in, that a hin is 3 kav. So Shammai's amount is 3 times the amount of Hillel. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim Paskan like neither of them. Again, lo kedev reze, kedev reze, achabo, beiz gardim, mishar, and neither, the halachas like neither of them. The halachas like neither of them. Achabo Beis Gardia Mishar Ha'ashpe, until two weavers, or I guess tailors, I guess, came from Shar Ashpa. That's one of the gates in around the old city. One of them was Shar Ha'ashpot, which is we still have nowadays, which is the gate of garbage. Actually, that's the one you go out if you're taking a bus out of the old city nowadays. You go out through Shar Ha'ashpot. So that's they came from that area apparently, which is nowadays Silwan. Shibir Shalayim Veheidu, they testified Mishim Shemaya Vavtalion that in the name of Shemaya Vavtalion, who were Hillel's Rebbeim, Sheshlosha Lugimayim Shuvim Posam Esamekva, that in fact it was like Hillel had said, that three log pasal the mikvah, Vikimu Chachamim Estivrayim, and the Chachamim accepted their words, and they agreed that according like Hillel, that three log will pasal. No, sorry, not three log. What am I saying? That Hillel had said three kavim. I'm sorry, my bad. Hillel had said 12 log will pasul. And really, Shammai Vavtalion said three log, which is much, much less. Which is much, much less. Much, much less than Shammai or Hillel's shita. Okay, fine. V'idach, what's the third machlokas? Shammai and Hillel. Shammai omer kol hanashim dayan shaitan. Mishnah that you have at the beginning of Misachas Nida, and also, I think, in Adios. Yeah, there it is, in the Mesor Zashas. At the beginning of Nida, it says, Kol Nashim Dayan Shaitan. The question is, if a woman sees Dam Nida, so the question is, when is she Tameh from? And so Hillel says, Dayan Shaitan. It's enough at that point, at that time. When she sees the Dam Nida, that's when she's Tameh from there and further. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, no, Mipkida Lipkida, from Bidikos, from the last time she checked herself until now. If she checked herself, let's say she checked herself 4 days ago and she was clean, and now she checks herself and she realized that she's Tamei, that she is Dami, she's actually Anida. So she is Tamei, those 4 days retroactively, she's already Tamei, and if she handled any Kutchim or Truma or whatever it was, so then you have a problem, she has to kind of like fix up and figure out what happened. Even if it was a long time, even if her last bedika was, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks ago, so then she, all that time, she is retroactively tamei. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, like neither of them. Lo k'divrezeh, v'lo k'divrezeh. Ela me'es le'es, me'mayit al yidei me'pkida le'pkida, u'me'pkida le'pkida, me'mayit al yidei me'es le'es. That's a lot of fancy words that basically means either 24 hours or from her last bedika, whichever is less. Meaning, if she checked herself 12 hours ago, so then she's tamei retroactively for 12 hours. If she checked herself 36 hours ago and found she, so then she's only tamei retroactively for 24 hours. I mean, okay. Vesulek, and the Gemara says, wait a second. So those are the three machloksim. That's all the machloksim between Hillel and Shammai. Vahika, we have another example. Hillel Omer, we have a machlokus in the Gemara in Chagiga. I think it's in Beitza also. I don't know, quotes Chagiga on the side, but right, anyway. Hillel Omer Lismoch, Veshamar Omer Lo Lismoch. The machlokes there is that is whether you should do smicha on an animal. We know that when you bring a korban, so one of the things you do to the animal is that you put your hands on it. You put your hands on the head, and if you bring a korban chatas, you say vidui, whatever. So that's smicha, putting your hands on the head of the animal, and really something resting, I believe you rest your full weight on it. Anyway, but basically putting your hands on the animal, that's part of the korban process. The question is, do you do that on yontif? Because we know that it's a gzeira that you're not allowed to ride an animal. So this seems to be similar to riding. So the question is, if we do smicha, this process on yontif, and Hillel says yes, and Shammai says no. Kikamar Ravuna. So Gemara says that's another machlokas between Shammai and Hillel. So Gemara answers Kikamar Ravuna hecha daleka pluta de rabusa behadayu. So Rashi explains that basically no, this was a machlokas that originated before Hillel and Shammai, and they were just taking sides. That back in the day, really this was already a machlokas that existed. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. Meaning we're limiting the list of three to the machloksim that Hillel and Shammai themselves originated. V'ha'ika, the Gemara says, wait a minute, what about this machlokas? Habotzer lagat, let's say you collect grapes to put in a wine press. So we've already discussed before, I think it was the last Amud or maybe two Amudim ago, I forget already. I think we mentioned both, that food becomes tame when it comes into contact with liquid. But the pasuk of Kiyutan tells us that that only happens when the person wants the liquid. So let's say, for example, if an apple gets washed off, gets rinsed off. So that's a positive thing, right? We'd like to wash off our fruit. So that liquid will render the apple susceptible to tumah. Right, there are seven liquids that can create susceptibility to tumah, that can become tame, yad shachadam, and other food to become tame, it needs to have become wet or come in contact with the liquid in a scenario where you're happy that the liquid touched it. So here, when you're putting the grapes into a wine press, so the question is, do you, and inevitably some of them are going to get crushed and some of the wine is going to seep out. So the question is, do you want that liquid, that loss of juice, will that make the grapes susceptible to tumah? So Shammai says, Hokshar, Vehil Omer Lu Hokshar. Right. Shammai says yes, and Hillel says no. But Shammai said, yeah, you want that liquid because it's going to make the grapes softer and it's going to make them, you're able to crush them easier. And Hillel says, no, you're losing juice, you're losing wine, you're losing value. So the question is simply whether you want that liquid and whether that liquid will therefore render the grapes, this is not tameh, but susceptible to becoming tameh. So Gemara says, no, bar mine, that we're not going to include that machlokes, dahi, because, oh, that machlokes, the hasam kashasik le Hillel le Shammai. Because after Shammai explained his reasoning, Hillel was quiet. He admitted he respected Shammai's opinion, and he retracted. Okay, fine. So those are the three cases, machlokes between Shammai and Hillel. We said, now going back, Yosi ben Yoezer ish tsreda v'yosi ben Yochanan ishu shalayim gazru tuma al eretz ha'amim v'al kli zuchuchis. We said that Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, they were gozer that there should be tuma in chutz la'aretz. We said because the goyim were, it was common that they would leave unmarked graves, and it could be that you walked over a mace or a kever, v'al kli zuchuchis, and also on glass, which is not mentioned in the Torah, so they were gozer that there should be tuma. So Gemara says, wait a second, Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan made this takana? No, v'harabbanan d'shmonim shana gozer. The Rabbanan that came 80 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they were gozer tuma already about chutz la'aretz on Eretz Ha'amim. D'amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is going to give us a whole list of things, but the important one is that you'll see our gzeira in terms of chutz la'aretz. So Dam Rav Kahana kishachal Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi got sick, shalchulei, they said to him, Rabbi, Amor lanu beiz v'gimel dvarim she'amarta mishum avicha, tell us some divrei Torah in the name of your father. Before they lose the opportunity to speak to him, Rechman Atzlan, right, they took a turn for the worse. Tell us some stuff that you learned from your father. Rabbi Yosi was one of the big Tanayim. So Shalach Lam, he said to them, Kach Amar Abba, this is what my father said, Kuf Pei Shana at Shalom Charev Abayis, 180 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Pashta Malchus HaRish Al Yisrael, Am Yisrael was conquered by this evil Malchus, by this evil kingship. Pei Shana, 80 years at Shalom Charev Abayis, Gazru Tuma Al Eretz Amim, and that's the important line for us, and Val Kleiz Chuchis, and on glass, right, 80 years again, the Rabbanan made these two Zeras. Memshana, 40 years at Shalom Charev Abayis, Galsala Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin was uprooted, was Nigla, V'yashva B'chanuyos. Now it wasn't exiled in the classic sense, but it used to be that the Sanhedrin sat next to the Beis HaMikdash in a place called Lishchas HaGazis, and then they took themselves out of that area and they went to sit in a building called the Chanuyos. Literally means the stores, but it was a different building in the temple complex. So Gemara says, Mayhil Chazar, who cares? Well, that's not helpful. What's the difference if Sanhedrin's sitting here, there? You have to know where to go see them. This is years later. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Lomar Shalom Dano Dine Knossos, because once they were out of the Lishchas HaGazis, they were no longer able to judge Knas cases. A Knas is a fine, some sort of extra punishment. Dalet Vehe is a common Knas. According to some people, Edim Zomim is a Knas. Okay. So Gemara says, Dine Knossos HaKadetach? What? Why can't they judge Dine Knossos? So Ella, no, forget Dini Knossos. Ella, Shalom Danu Dini Nefashos. No, they didn't judge Dini Nefashos. It's Allah that once the Sanhedrin is not sitting in the Lishchas HaGazis, they no longer have the ability to judge capital cases. Okay. V'chitema, so now the Gemara gets back to our topic. V'chitema, Peishana, Nami Inu Havi. And if you'll tell me, so again, we said that Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan made these two gzeres. Then you're going to tell me that Rav Kahana says that no, 80 years before the Korban, they made these two gzeres. V'chitema, and if you'll tell me that really Peish Shana Nami Inhu Havi, that Yossi, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, the two Rabbi Yossis, were amongst those Rebbeim who lived 80 years before the Chorban, V'atanya, we learned in our Braisa, Hillel v'Shimon Gamliel, v'Shimon, Nagu Nisiehem, who is that? Hillel v'Shimon Gamliel. Hillel v'Shimon, so that's Rabban Shimon b'no shel Hillel haya, v'Rabban Gamliel. V'Shimon is Rabbi Shimon, right, the famous Rabbi Shimon, killed one of the Arugi Malchus. So those three, Talmidei Chachamim, Nagu Nisiosan, Bifnei Habayis Mea Shana, they were 100 years before the Chorban Bayis, where the bias was still Kayam, Rashi says. Vilu Yossi ben Yoezer, Yishtrei the Yossi ben Yochanan, Ha'ilu Kadme Tuva, and the two Yossis that we're quoting were many years, many generations even, Rashi says, before those Nisim. So it can't be that they lived 80 years before the Chorban Habayis. So, Amad Beis. Ella, rather, Asu Inhu Gozor Agusha. No, okay. Inhu Gozor Agusha Lisrofa Aviro Volokul. So the Gemara says like this. Now there are two parts of this gezeira. I mean, there were gozer again. When you walk on the earth of Chutz Laaretz, you can make a gezeira that the actual earth. Again, if we're concerned that dead bodies are not marked, and you may come to walk over a grave. So there's a difference, perhaps, between the actual land itself and the airspace above the land. We know that the tumah goes straight up. So if a person walks over a kever, so he's going to contract tuma. So the question is like this. A gusha is a piece of dirt, from Efer Rashi, right? Afer Rashi, right? From Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz. So they were gozer, the Rabbi Yossis were gozer on the gush, on the dirt, lisrof, to burn truma, v'aviro v'lo klum. Again, just to... Again, we talked about truma. If truma comes into a contact with something that's vadai tameh, so you have to burn it. That's lisrof, you have to burn it. But if it's a safek, then there's something called litlos. Litlos literally means to hang, that the truma will be in kind of a limbo stage, and you let it rot, and then you can throw it out. So we're going to encounter both of those phrases in a second. So the Rabbi Yossi's gzera was to burn any truma that came into contact with the gush, with the land of Chutz La'aretz, v'avira, but if anybody who walked through the airspace, v'lo klum, that wasn't part of the gzera at all. V'asu Rabbanan de Peis Shana, and the Rabbanan 80 years before the Chorban Habayis, they gozer avira litlos. They were gozer that anything that came into contact with something that went through the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, so then that truma will be litlos, that will be literally, like I said, in limbo, and you leave it on the side and it rots and you throw it out. So Gemara says, Lameimra dechad gzera hava lestrefa. Does that mean that it took only one gzera to get to the point where you had to burn truma? V'amar Ilfa said, Yadayim tchilas gzeras on lestrefa, that originally the decree was for tamei hands that you would burn truma. Yadayim who did chilas gzeras and b'seifa, but only hands, only the gzera that hands were tamei, went straight to burning truma. Like I said, there's two stages. The suffix is to litlos, is to suspend, and then vadai tuma is to burn truma. So only yadayim do we jump the fence, or jump the gun, not really jump the gun, but jump a stage and say we're going to burn truma. It's going to be vadai tamei. Hamidi achrini lo, but nothing else. When nothing else was originally decreed to make truma have this status of needing to be burnt. Ella, so the Gemara says, Asu inhu gozer, so we say, no, let's change it up a little bit. Inhu, the two Rabbi Yossis, gozer agusha litlos. They weren't gozer, that truma that touched a gush, a piece of earth from Chutz La'aretz, has to be burned. They were gozer that the truma that touches this gush should be talui, should be litlos, should be hung, should be suspended in limbo. Vaviro v'lo klum, but anything that touched something that passed through the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, there was nothing to do with it. That was fine. V'asu Rabbanan de Peishana gozer agusha lisrof v'avira litlos, and the Rabbanan of 80 years before the Churban decreed that if it touches the earth of Chutz La'aretz, you have to burn the truma, but v'avira, anything that passed through the airspace, then litlos, you would suspend it, it's considered suffic, and you leave it till it rots, and then you throw it out. V'akati b'usha gozer, the Gemara says, wait a second, This was decreed in Usha. Usha was when the Sanhedrin was exiled, not just from different buildings within the Beis HaMikdash, but this, at some point after the Churban, the Sanhedrin ended up in Usha, which is up north in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gzeira, the Gemara is going to prove that this Gzeira of Tumah really happened not hundreds of years before the Churban, but actually after the Churban. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Al Vav Sveiko Sorfenes of Truma, on six Suffake situations, we will burn Truma. Like I said, not Litlos, but burn it. Al Suffek Bezapras, if the Truma contracted, or I guess touched something that went through a Bezapras is an area where is a field where there's a Suffek, whether there's a grave. So again, that's similar to Chutz La'aretz. As the Xer that we just said. So a Beis HaPras can be in Eretz Yisrael, even if there's an unmarked grave, or there's a Suffolk, whether there's a grave, and a person walks through it, and then he touches Truma, you'd have to burn it. V'al Suffolk Ofer Habam Eretz HaAmim, that's our Xerah, that's the point we're needing here. V'al Suffolk Bigdei Amaretz, and also if it touches Suffolk touching the Begadim of Amaretz, we know that Amaretz, and we're not necessarily so well-versed in the Hilchos of Tumah. So it could be that Amaretz's wife sat on her clothes, which if she was Anida, that would make them tame. So we would burn Truma that came into contact with the begadim of an Amaretz. V'al safek kelim hanimtzayim, and on any kelim that are found in the street, so perhaps they were tame. So if Truma touched that, so you have to burn it. V'al safek haroken, and anything that if Truma touched some random spit that you would find, again, like we said, we mentioned also that the spit of a zav is tamei midaraisa. So if it touched any random spits, we'd burn the Truma. V'al safek mei raglei adam shekeneged mei raglei behema, and also safek of urine, human urine that was found next to behema urine, because again, anything that comes out of a zav is tame, and will render things tame. So if for whatever reason, I don't know why you want to eat that anyway, but if the truma came into contact with that type of urine, it would get burned. Avade magon, if it definitely touched it, suffek tumasan sorfen is a truma. If it definitely touched it, so again, these cases are suffek, whether they're tame, so therefore you would burn it. Again, the truma has to definitely have touched these items, and since these items are suffek, whether they're tamei or not, sorfen as a truma, we will burn the truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af al suffek magan. Even if we're not even sure if they touched it, even if it's a suffek, whether they touched these items, you'll still burn it, but that's b'rishus ha-yachid sorfen. You'll burn it in rishus ha-yachid, because we know that the halacha is that for truma, if you have a suffek tuma, so let's say you're not sure whether you touched something that was tame, or whether something is tame. So there's a difference whether you're in your shus ha-yachid or shus ha-rabim. In your shus ha-yachid, suffek tuma is tame. In your shus ha-rabim, suffek tuma is tahor. So Rabbi Yossi adds that even if there's a suffek, whether you touched any of these items in your shus ha-yachid, since suffek tuma in shus ha-yachid is tame, sorfen, you would burn the truma. The chachamim say we don't go that far. In shus ha-yachid, tolin. That if it is a suffek, whether the truma touched something, one of these things that's tameh, if that was in Bershus HaYachid, that would be tola, that you would leave it on the side and leave it to rot and then you throw it out. Bershus HaRabim Torim, but in Bershus HaRabim, it would be completely tohar. V'amar Ula, Elu's Vav Sfekos Be'usha Hidkinu. And Ula says that these six Sfekos were done in Usha. Now, the important part is that we mentioned one of the things in this list is Val Safik Afar Haba Meretz Amim. That's our Gzera. So what do you mean it was instituted before the Churban Beis HaMikdash? It was instituted in Usha many years later. So the Gemara says, okay, here's the chronological order of events. Also in who, those two, the Yossis that Rabbi Yossis that we quoted before, Gozer Agusha Litlos. They were Gozer that a piece of dirt from Chutz La'aretz, if it touches Truma, then Litlos. You leave the Truma on the side. The Avira, if it touched something that came into contact with the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, so then Loklum, you don't do anything to the Truma, it's totally fine. Fasu Rabbanan, the Shmonim Shana, the Rabbanan 80 years before the Churban, Gozer Idiva Idi Litlos, they said that either the airspace or the physical earth touches the Truma, both of those cases, the Truma is going to be Litlos, so you're going to it's in limbo and you have to leave it till it rots. V'asu b'usha, and then the gzera that they made in usha was gozer, a gusha l'sro v'avira de koi koi. That they were gozer, that if it touched the earth of Chutz La'aretz, you have to burn the truma, but anything that came into contact with the avir, with the airspace, zend k'dekoy koy, like you leave it like it is, i.e., the truma will be tola, it will be litlos, and you have to leave it on the side until it rots. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll stop here, and Mitz Hashem, will go weiter tomorrow. Just to add one more note, Mitz Hashem, this year should be the refuah shlema for my Rebbe, Rav Yonason Sachs, unfortunately has the coronavirus that's been spreading around, so this should be the refuah shlema of Yochanan Avner ben Fredel. Shav refuah shlema b'soch shar chol Yisrael, and unfortunately there are many of Am Yisrael that need a refuah shlema as well, so there should be a zchus for them as well. Have a great night, and mitzvah shem, we'll go weiter tomorrow.